Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 24th, 2020. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. China's State Administration for Market Regulation, or SAMR, announced it launched an antitrust investigation into the e-commerce giant Alibaba Group. The investigation will look into Alibaba's picking one from two practice, a widespread practice in China where online merchants are forced to choose an exclusive distribution channel or face having traffic blocked or listings removed. Last month, SAMR ordered a gathering of 27 e-commerce groups, including Alibaba, to halt the practice. In a separate statement, the People's Bank of China said it will also meet with Alibaba's Ant Group fintech arm over the coming days to implement financial supervision, fair competition, and protect the legitimate rights and interests of consumers. Last month, regulators pulled Ant's planned IPO 2 days before shares listed. The robotics company Nuro received the first permit in California to commercially deploy its driverless vehicles. The company has been testing its vehicles in California since 2017 and received approval to test 2 driverless delivery vehicles in 9 cities earlier this year. Commercial vehicles will be limited to 35 miles per hour and only operate in fair weather conditions. Earlier this year, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration approved Nuro to deploy up to 5,000 low-speed electric delivery vehicles with no human-facing controls in Houston. Earlier in December, Warner Brothers announced that all of its forthcoming films for 2021 would be released in theaters and on HBO Max simultaneously. The company has now announced a slate of theatrical releases scheduled for 2023, including the Mad Max Fury Road prequel Furiosa, a musical adaptation of The Color Purple, and the family film Coyote vs. Acme, but did not announce any HBO Max release dates. Warner Media's CEO Ann Sarnoff previously described Warner Brothers' 2021 release schedule as a unique one-year plan. Bloomberg sources say Square held talks to acquire the music streaming service Tidal. The talks are part of Square CEO Jack Dorsey's attempt to diversify the company into an umbrella of standalone complementary services. Tidal launched in 2014, acquired by Jay-Z the following year for $56 million. It last reported 3 million paying subscribers in 2016. A report from Nielsen Super Data Research found that Among Us was the most popular game ever this November in terms of monthly players, with roughly 500 million. Despite this, it did not crack the top 10 top grossing games of the month, with the $5 PC version accounting for 64% of revenue, but played by just 3% of its user base. The information sources say Zoom is developing its own web-based email service, with an early version potentially available to select customers sometime in 2021. The company is also looking into building its own calendar service and corporate directory software. Apple's iOS 14 ad tracking permission feature was delayed by the company until early 2021 to give developers more time to get apps ready. Now users of the iOS 14.4 beta are seeing the pop-ups from apps requesting to track user activity across apps, with options for allow and ask not to track. Some users are also reporting seeing the pop-ups in earlier versions of iOS 14 a little bit more sporadically. iOS 14.4 is expected to be released in the first 2 months of 2021. And finally, the developers of Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red, released a patch to resolve an issue that caused large game save files to become corrupted. Previously, game saves over 8 megabytes would become unreadable by the game. Game saves that were corrupted from this bug are not recoverable with this patch. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.